And now, turning to the state of Connecticut, we are joined by WNPR news director and host of Where We Live, John Dankosky. John, good evening. It is wonderful to have you a part of the program, as always.
Thank you, Joe.
So, when we look at what is happening in Connecticut, the big story, of course, is the U.S. Senate race. This is a very close race, from all accounts, a very expensive race, by all accounts. So, how does it look?
Well, right now it looks as though Chris Murphy has a fairly sizable lead, given how close this race has been for a very, very long time. The most recent polling data shows him up by about 6 points. But as you say, it has been a very expensive race, and it's been a very, very ugly race. It's not really been about the issues. It's been about ads. It's been about the character of these two candidates, and it's been Linda McMahon saying that Chris Murphy doesn't show up for work enough, and Chris Murphy saying Linda McMahon is trying to buy an election. And I know one thing is absolutely certain to happen, is that by the end of tonight, everyone in Connecticut will be glad that it is over.
if not just for the ceasing of the endless ads, I would assume.
The ads have been constant. Here's one thing that's been really interesting in the last couple of days. Linda McMahon's tried something a little bit different this time. As you recall, she lost to Richard Blumenthal and spent about $50 million of her own money to do it back in 2010.
Right.
Well, she came back with a stronger campaign, certainly better out on the campaign trail, and a very strong ground game. But she also started running ads in the last couple days that were linking her in one ad with John F. Kennedy, and then in another ad with Barack Obama. Then we started seeing door hangers show up in people's houses in urban areas saying, vote for Barack Obama and Linda McMahon, both independent choices. Today we're seeing people who are out at polling places wearing Obama and McMahon T-shirts. And it's something she's been trying in the last couple of days to close this gap, especially in urban areas where, of course, there's a lot of Democratic support for Chris Murphy. And I think it's got the Murphy folks worried, actually.
Has the president gotten involved at all in distancing himself from the Senate candidate?
Well, not so much distancing himself from the Senate candidate, but he did get involved in a big way doing an ad for Chris Murphy, the last ad, actually, of the Murphy campaign just a few days ago. And so this was a direct appeal from President Obama to go vote for Chris Murphy. It's the first thing we'd seen like that. The congressman did have kind of a bit of bad luck. He had a scheduled appearance by Bill Clinton to come in and give him a big old boost, but it just happened to happen the day before Sandy hit.
When you talk about the storm and you look at turnout today, what kind of impact has it had, or is it still remains to be seen, do you think?
Well, so far, I'll say there's a lot of impact in a few communities. Places like Greenwich, which is actually where Linda McMahon votes, really only started getting back power a couple days ago after the storm. As of yesterday, they still had 15% to 20% of the town out. Now, all the polling places around the state, including the shoreline, are up and running and have power. But there are two cities where polling places have had to be changed. One of them is New London, which is a small urban area. The other one is Bridgeport. And if you'll recall, Bridgeport sometimes has problems with voting. They were the center of controversy during the last gubernatorial race here when we weren't even sure who the next governor of Connecticut was going to be because of ballot problems in Bridgeport. And so there's been a lot of close watching of Bridgeport because it was very heavily hit by the storm. And I think that there are some worries from Democrats that some of these urban areas in Bridgeport, Stamford, New Haven, New London, that did get affected by the storm, the after effects might just lessen turnout. It might just have people not able to get to the polls as readily as they might usually.
Also, John, when it comes to the congressional races in the state, we have two incumbents running in the 1st and 2nd District, and both are expected to do quite well. But in the 5th District, a very close race.
The 5th District is the only, what we'll call, really competitive race in the state, and it's because Chris Murphy gave up that seat in order to run against Linda McMahon for this Senate seat. And it pits two very unusual characters. Andy Rohrabach has represented the Senate district in the legislature up in the northwest corner for quite some years. He is essentially a liberal Republican. Elizabeth Estey is a former state lawmaker herself. She's married to the commissioner of the state DEEP, Dan Estey. She is a pretty conservative Democrat. She's not beloved by labor in the state. he's not beloved by hardcore conservatives in the state. The thing that did change in the last couple of days is he got an infusion of money from, of all people, Michael Bloomberg, who put money into a PAC for independent-thinking, moderate Republicans, and he got some of that money for an ad buy. So we've seen a little bit more of Andy Rohrabach on television. That's also been a bit of a nasty campaign, but it has paled in comparison, Joe, to what we've seen in the Senate campaign. That's been kid glove stuff.
John Dankosky is the WNPR news director and host of Where We Live. John, great talking to you. Thank you very much for the update. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Joe.